When it comes to making profits, auto companies still depend a lot on trucks, pickup trucks to be more specific. This month, U.S. pickup sales reached their highest point in 5 years. NPR's Sonari Glinton looks at what small truck sales mean for the overall economy.
Trucks are big, a big part of the profit picture for car companies. That's probably why GM, Ford, and Toyota spend so much money on their truck commercials.
The Silverado's so sturdy and strong that it makes driving heavy trucks easy.
Chew on that. This is the future. This is the new F-150.
Holy smoke. Available in the full-size Tundra.
Trucks are only about 11% of the auto market, but in Ford's case, which had the biggest market share, they accounted for about half the profits. To get the feel for the truck market, you have to go where trucks are sold, in this case, Northern Virginia.
I'm Sam Butler, and I work at Coons of Manassas, and my title is sales consultant.
Make no mistake, Sam Butler is a salesman, and with his silver hair and gracious smile, he could sell the devil an oven. But he specializes in GM trucks.
All of them look nice. I mean, you can take and dress a truck up to where you'd wonder if it is a truck. You know, you put big wheels on it, you can put running boards on it, you can put a chrome package on it.
And that adds to your bottom line, right?
Oh, yes. All that adds to your bottom line. Yeah, it's not free. Yeah. But that's where a fellow decides, do I need that or do I not need it, you know?
Butler says what a truck buyer needs and wants tells you about the economy, because it tells you about what small business owners, farmers, and entrepreneurs are doing.
Say a fellow realizes his dream in life and he can start a company. Well, all of a sudden he realizes, well, I need a truck maybe to help me out here to haul things around.
In the years since the economic collapse, fewer people have been starting businesses and buying trucks. Vehicle sales last year were the lowest in the U.S. since 1982, and pickup sales were especially depressed. The small businessmen who are Butler's customers had been holding out on upgrading their trucks, but this year, customers began returning.
When they feel comfortable about the economy, then that gives them, you know, the feeling inside that, well, hey, we can take the next step now. And the next step might be to secure a truck for their business or whatever.
The economy is still weak, but at least people have come to the conclusion that it's probably not going to get much worse.
George Pippas is a sales analyst at Ford. He watches truck sales for the company. Pippas says when pickup sales were at their worst, that was a sign of just how bad the economy had gotten.
The small business owners, which buy a lot of pickup trucks, were deferring their purchase to conserve cash and keep their business afloat.
And they kept deferring and kept deferring. That is, until this year. Now they're buying trucks again, but only because they're replacing worn-out old ones. Replacing a truck for an existing customer is not as profitable as luring in lots of new customers to buy trucks for the first time. Dealers say during the peak of the housing boom 5 years ago, new faces were coming into the showroom all the time, and a lot of them were driving away in their first trucks. Again, Ford's George Pippas.
Keep in mind that in 2004 and 2005, 2.5 million pickups were sold in the United States. And this year, about half as many will be sold.
So this spike, you don't see this as like a return to the salad days?
No, not anywhere. No.
Pippas and economists say that if pickup sales were to skyrocket, that would be a sign of a genuine turnaround. But if sales remain at today's levels, that may mean small business owners merely feel that they won't hit bottom again. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.